Just one halakha from the Ben Ish Chai in Perashat Shofetim. He's talking about over the mitzvah of Simchat Hatan Vekala. Mitzvah Gedola L'Sameh Hatan Vekala. It's a great mitzvah to make the Hatan Vekala happy. V'la'asot lahem mileh debedichut shismichu. And to make for them things of jokes and things that make them laugh. Uschar mesamecham asu meod. The reward for those people that involve themselves in Simchat Hatan Vekala is very great. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Mishnayot, in Pirkei Avot, when it says, Ashlosha devarim ha'olam omed, ala Torah ve'al avodah ve'al gemilut chasadim, Rabbeinu Obadiah Mebartenura explains, gemilut chasadim, kemo lesameya hatan v'kala. That's the example he uses as the classic for gemilut chasadim. However, he says, v'rak yizahir, shlo yisamechem beletzanut v'chol isur kal. Which means, just because you want to make them happy, doesn't mean you can make an isur. You cannot make any things that's forbidden. For example, if a guy now wants to make the Hatan V'Kala happy, wants to wear a dress and walk in and dress up like a lady. So of course, that would be asur, like we read in Pirashah. That's asur for a man to dress up like a lady and vice versa. Or for him to, let's say, sing songs that have words that are not proper, Devre Nevana, Chas V'Shalom, that would be also asur. V'chol sheken, shelo yirakidu anashim v'nashim biyachad. Or the more so, mixed dancing, which everybody knows already. Even the ladies dancing alone, in front of the men, without a proper mechisa, would be asur. Which means you can't say, oh, Simchat Hatan V'Kala, you can dance, men, ladies alone, and all that, watching them, that would be a problem as well. It's a mitzvah to use instruments and the musical accompaniment. If the Hatan V'Kala are in the 12 months of Avelut for their parents, still, they mevatel the Avelut for the Simchat Hatan V'Kala. They take the mat away from the Kala and they still make the wedding. Last but not least, there was a custom in Baghdad that the Ben Ish Chai abolished. That when the Hatan would come home from Shul, after he got married, and I guess the Shabbat Hatan, they would bring music from the Goyim, and they would have Goyim musicians play music for like a half hour in the house to give some Hatatan V'Kala. Now, even though Maran is Matir, music al Yedei Akum in order to Mesameya Hatan V'Kala, however, the Ben Ish Chai says, utilot la'el yitbarach, he praises God. Kodem kama shanim nitbatel minhag ze legamre. He nullified the minhag velo yizacher velo yipaked od. It seems that it led to other isurim and was not in the proper spirit of the Shabbat. So the halakha, it's asur behlet, even for Simchat Hatan V'Kala to bring goyim to play music on Shabbat. Kol sheken, when there's no Simchat Hatan V'Kala, to have music on Shabbat, it clearly would be forbidden.